You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM Conversation Digest each and every Friday starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Your Halloween ghosts and ghouls and werewolves extravaganza. That and much, much more comedy, drama, and maybe a little bit of tragedy. Up in just a moment. Conversation Digest, WNRB LP. It's Friday evening.
Yes, and it is.
Means conversation time. That's why we call ourselves Conversation Digest. We got a bunch on the way. What we saw on the way to the studio, that is the WNRB LP studio.
This place.
Ziffman's Corner coming up 40 after the hour, which is when it's usually on. Also, fractional history.
Yeah.
What it is that Barack Obama wants you to do. He is our exalted leader.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, Knuspy. How are you this evening?
I am fine.
And I've got the Ziffelman in his respective corner, Ziffelman's Corner. Also,
hello.
A new visitor to the show, but not to our lives. My brother, Craig Hauptman, is in the studio. Hello, Craig. How's it going tonight? What? All right. Well, Craig has lost his voice due to a plunging of a Phillips screwdriver into his larynx several years ago. He cannot speak. He just uses a series of honks or
other
sounds.
Well, he can make some noise. It just doesn't sound very interesting.
He's a lot bigger than I am.
It kind of sounds like
845-7084 is your studio line. Chime in if you want to discuss anything we're talking about tonight. We've got Lou Dobbs being shot at like he's a member of a gang. Spencer Tracy. Or is it Dick Tracy?
Maybe Spencer.
Shooting bullets and spelling their names out on his front lawn. We've got
with a Tommy gun?
Yes. We've got a headline news moment coming up in just a second here. If you want to listen to archived radio programs of Conversation Digest from years past, we've been here for 2 years and 1 week now. Had our anniversary special last year, but this week is our Halloween extravaganza. Ghosts and ghouls.
And goblins.
And so on. FamousAshtray.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to know something else real special that's going? I guess it's not special unless you put it in quotes. Apparently today is my birthday. What's going? What's that? What's going on?
I don't know. How is that possible? That's playing at the same time as Monster Mash. Yeah, turn that thing off. Oh, I know what's going on here.
Streaming through there as well.
They stop it?
Yes.
That was a bit ridiculous. Thanks a lot.
Did I hear Godzilla in there?
I don't know.
That is Godzilla.
FamousAshtray.com for archived radio episodes and TV episodes. We've got live streaming. We can go to all areas of the planet. And beyond, if in fact they get the internet on Mars and the moon.
And actually, they do have it on the International Space Station.
If they're listening to that up there, good luck trying to get
they have bigger
people
problems, then?
To live on Mars someday by listening to Conversation Digest. Probably having a revised, shortened version of the show tonight. I can't imagine being on here dealing with this nonsense for an hour. Maybe a half hour tonight, this Halloween special evening.
Also, it's birthday day for me.
Yeah.
Gonna get out and, you know, birthday it up, old school type. Maybe with your brother. He's pretty fun to hang out with. We're going to go tear things up later. Birthday style. What are you doing?
Not feeling it tonight.
Oh. What now? Are we done?
Swore on the air.
Are we done now?
I think the show's over.
We're done?
Nah, we're not.
Oh.
Headline news, cross-dresser robs a store dressed like a woman. But that's only weird because the cross-dresser was a man. How can I play Lola? How can I play Lola at the same time I'm reading this stupid thing?
Okay.
New tab.
Yes.
How do I go back to that?
Here, let me do it.
All right. Always on the way to the studio, I saw one gentleman. I suppose he was a gentleman. He was doing the right thing. He's willing to admit that he made an erroneous statement by voting for the guy that's in there, the Emperor Obama, Barry Obama. Why do they call him? Oh, because Barry's in Barack.
The B and the A.
So then you've got this guy, this gentleman, he's got a Cadillac, an older one, maybe 90s or 80s, whichever. I'm not a car expert. Why he didn't turn it in for the glorious cash for clunkers, I have no idea. Anywho, so he's peeling off the Obama bumper sticker.
Do you want that to play now?
And it didn't peel off very smooth, but he's digging in. Okay, we'll get back to that in a moment. Conversation Digest. Here's headline news. Cross-dressing robber mines Comedy Gold. What a cheap line. JS Online, who only disappoints when they mimic the Wasa Daily Herald. I'm going to get in trouble for that.
What, they fail with something?
No, they didn't. But Johnny Ray...
The failed...
October 29th, 2009, Johnny Ray Bibbins is charged with committing... And he went by Joni during the robbery. Joni Ray Bibbins goes by Johnny Ray Bibbins on a regular basis, charged with committing a robbery while disguised as a woman. The gender-bending ruse worked about as well as the last time he tried it.
He tried it before?
Once again, yes. Bibbins, 35, finds himself locked up and probably wondering how his foolproof plan went awry. That's probably because someone snapped his bra, is my guess. How else would you stop a cross-dressing burglar than to snap the bra? Am I right, honky? Craig? He honks the horn.
I think I said that on the air,
but I didn't mean it like that, so... All right. So they snapped the bra. You may have heard that Bibbins was charged this week with knocking off the M&I... M&I?
What city was this in again?
Milwaukee.
Oh, there's probably 50 M&Is there.
You may have heard that Bibbins was charged this week with knocking off the M&I at 83rd Street and Silver Spring Drive. Hint, hint, in case you want to drive over there, they've got a weak security, apparently. At the time, he was wearing a curly wig, red lipstick, and other makeup. So he's a...
Still looks like a guy.
Bad taste, apparently. I looked up at his last felony case from 2004, and sure enough, Bibbins was dressed as a woman when a clerk became suspicious that he was about to rob the Family Dollar store at 44th Street and Capitol Drive. Police rushed to the scene and arrested Bibbins after it became clear it had robbed the same store 2 weeks earlier. Well, I'm going to make it that way.
Okay.
Because there's no clear-cut indication as to what this thing is.
Still looks like a guy in that picture.
He tried to convince the officers he was just a cross-dresser who carried a pellet gun for protection. He also gave a fake name, but his fingerprints clear that up. Upon conviction, it was up to prison with him. This was not a new experience for Bibbins. For yet another robbery case from 1992, he had spent 6 years in the slammer, where he doesn't seem to mind being, by the way.
Maybe he just wanted to go back there. It seemed like a nice place to get free food, free bed.
My guess is Johnny Ray Bibbins doesn't get very lonely in the prison, if you know what I'm talking about.
Went there.
Bibbins was raised in a stable adoptive home. Court files saying crime was not only his only career option. He was certified as a nursing assistant and had held the job in the past. Victoria's Secret wouldn't answer his phone calls.
No.
He was also trained in prison as a welder. In prison? Why would you want to train anybody as a welder?
Maybe rehabilitate them.
What have I said about knowing how to destroy something? You'd understand how it's built. If you understand how the bars are built, you can destroy it easier to get out.
Why don't they have a nuclear program in the... prison.
Yeah.
Teach them.
Well, maybe we can train our prisoners how to vote so that they don't vote in some clown.
They can't vote.
Well, they should be allowed to, possibly.
Felon.
As long as they don't vote in an emperor, dictator, totalitarian regime type guy. Yeah. Tie all of his bras together and make him a ladder to get out of the cell. That was headline news, which segues into more headline news and Conversation Digest. 845-7084.
Fractional history's coming up.
We got the Lou Dobbs story up in just a bit. What happened to Lou Dobbs? He was not wearing a brassiere robbing a bank. He was shot at. The question is, was it someone that doesn't disagree with him? You know, someone that more likely is affiliated and associated with someone that believes in MSNBC or Headline News or CBS or NBC or ABC or any of the other Fox News doesn't affiliate themselves with Barack Obama.
Oh.
That was my point. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, Knuspy. I know it's your birthday, but you got to listen more.
I'm picking it all up.
We've got the federal employment on the rise on careerbuilder.com. We'll be reading that for you in just a moment here. So in case you want to deliver mail or do anything else for the federal government to help out the process of destroying America, they've got a post on careerbuilder.com.
What for?
I'm going to read it after we get done with the fractional history. Calm down.
I'm asking the question.
I know it's your birthday beer, but you're interrupting me.
I'm asking the question the listeners want to hear.
Well, they can't ask it. That's my point. That's why I like having a radio show, because they can't. Well, unless you want to call in. There's a message on this thing, which is very irritating.
It's blinking a lot.
Also, upcoming and witches offended by pointy noses. The Wiccans are being protected more than you or I. That is the typical Conversation Digest listener. Ziffelman, did you hear about this story, by the way?
No, this is the first I've heard of it.
Okay, enough. Just joking, Ziffelman. What are you going to dress as for Halloween, by the way?
I have no idea.
A pointy nose witch who's offended by this article? Or offended by those who dress as witches?
Possibly.
All right. Should we go to fractional history, huh?
Sounds good.
845-7084. If you answer, that means I called, which is a totally different situation. WNRBLP.
The Rat Pack was discovered by the manager of the Backstreet Boys in the back alley where they were blowing crack off the dirty ground. I don't know what the guy's name is, and I'm too lazy to find out, so let's just call him Jim. The one called Dean Martin came forward, who was obviously this little group's headmaster. He told Jim that he was interested in becoming a boy band, along with these other guys. Jim told them that they needed to stop snorting crack and get on the heroin pony, because that's what most people in show business do. And there's no business like show business, because it's the best business I know. Frank Sinatra stated to Dean Martin, "Hey boss, can I go to the bathroom?" Dean Martin replied back, "Nah, you can hold it." Little known fact, Dean Martin changed his name from Mean Darton, much to the disapproval of his fans. In the boy band group, the Rat Pack, Joey Bishop was the bad boy. Dean Martin leads, Sammy Davis Jr. does machines, Frank Sinatra's cool but crude, and Peter Lawford is the party dude. Each with their respective egos now in place, they were ready to take on the world by storm. Jim, the manager, was still upset they didn't radiate any sex appeal, but it would have to do with what meager talent he found in the back alley that fateful night. Despite not having looks, talent, or how to hold a tune, America fell in love with this mediocre group of mishaps, just like America tends to do. Their first album, My Voice Cracks When I Talk to Pretty Girls, went to number 3 in the charts, with such hits as Please Excuse Me and My Mother Drives Me on My Dates. 5 years later, after driving those songs into the ground, they got together to write another album, which was noticeably called I'm So Happy I Finally Hit Puberty. This album was much more popular than their first. It housed the most popular songs they ever wrote. One of them was, "Ladies, this beer took 4 weeks to grow," and "I Have Small Feet, Wink Wink," and the most noticeable song, "I'm Embarrassed in the Bathroom." And like before, another 5 years of driving their songs into the ground, they recorded a live album, All Along the Kiddie Pool, and a Christmas album entitled I'd Wish You a Merry Christmas, But I Forgot the Combination to My Bike Lock. America forgot about the Rat Pack, and they all took jobs at fast food restaurants. 20 years later, they reached the ripe old age of 60, and a good 25 years since their last album, they decided to give it one last go with their final album, When Will I Be Able to Grow a Full Beard? This album had no hits, all terrible bad songs. Jim got so upset he had a heart attack, and died. Dean Martin was once overheard saying something about mustaches and wondering if he could ever get one. In the biggest coincidence ever, they all died in a little alley where they were found, all curled up under a light post. This was Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.
Oh no.
Conversation Digest, WNRB LP. FamousAshtray.com, our website, for archived radio shows, archived TV shows that were buried and suppressed by a Stevens Point campus, which just happens to be in the UW system. Narrow it down, just a narrow down effect. Hey, Craig Houtman. Did we just go dead? What happened to my sound effects? I thought this computer was supposed to be faster.
No, the internet speed.
I thought it was supposed to be faster than a lot. Well, I guess it is.
Well,
Craig, what happened to your voice? You got stabbed in the throat with a Phillips screwdriver. What happened there? What happened abroad? You were traveling abroad. You irritated some local, and all of a sudden they stabbed you. This seems like something we're going to do. What? What happened there? All right, that gag's old. So we got the Harpo Marx going on. All right. I can't deal with that. What do you think about that cross-dresser that robbed the bank down in Milwaukee, the M&I? What happened to you when you saw that guy? Okay.
Oh, wow.
What'd he stab you with?
One-trick pony.
Okay. Conversation digest. So it's Halloween on...
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Halloween.
We got the trick-or-treaters going out Sunday, which I don't get. Is NFL Sunday. Why would you go trick-or-treating on NFL Sunday?
On Saturday.
I never liked the idea when I was a kid, which was just like 10 years ago. I'm only 21. When I was going trick-or-treating on a Sunday, like I really wanted to go to school on a Monday. There's no relaxation.
You never wanted to go to school on any Monday.
I was always destroyed on a Sunday knowing I had to go to school.
But tomorrow...
The following day after trick-or-treating on a Sunday.
Are you telling me they're going to postpone Halloween going out and trick-or-treating until Sunday?
It's on a Sunday.
No, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Saturday.
No, isn't the trick-or-treating on a Sunday typically, though? I would say call him, but I don't care. I don't care when it is, really. I'm not going to go out.
845-7084.
I'm not answering. I don't want to talk to anybody tonight.
Zeffelman's going to answer.
Headline news.
Or maybe even Craig Houtman will answer
school
with his horn.
ABCnews.com. School says Halloween disrespectful to witches. A Washington state. Well, honestly, none of these witches are good looking anyway. Why are we worried about what they think?
I thought for witches, the bigger the warts, the better they are. You know, on their face and their nose.
Oh. A Washington State school district is canceling its annual Halloween celebration. The explanation has some parents baffled. Let them have their 30 minutes of dressing goofy and having candy, Silas McCone says. A father of two school-age girls said Wednesday, I'd rather them dress like Britney or Shakira, but he didn't say that. But he said Wednesday outside Maplewood Elementary School after learning that the grade school tradition of a party and parade and costume during the last half hour of class before Halloween night won't happen this year in the district. A letter sent home to parents. Whatever, I'm done with this. But why would you? Why are you so worried about the Wiccans anyway? They might cast a spell on you?
I don't think. They're not about spells, are they?
I don't know what the Wiccans are all about. I'm not concerned about what the school board thinks either. How do you cancel a little celebration? And then the other part
it's
of this article,
candy.
I'm not going to read the article anymore because I just don't want to read it, but they said something about how they were afraid it was going to take away from the time that the students were learning. It was going to remove...
They've always stopped that.
...valuable time from the day in the curriculum. You know, so we'd rather spend our day doing the whole Barack Hussein Obama chant.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But why would I worry about that? Why am I worried about that?
But I'm going to stop the other one from playing this one.
Yeah, I know. Can I ask you? Where's that?
It's one of those windows you opened. That one.
It's not the one.
Well, it's still playing. Isn't it? What'd you do? Did you break it?
No.
You're just picking the wrong one?
I'm done with this.
Should I just put on the old music?
Well, I don't care what's going on anymore. This isn't going to be Dr. Ren's favorite show anymore, I'll tell you that.
I have that sound.
Probably listen to a drip falling in a bucket. You'll like that more than this show. We're letting people down tonight. We have high expectations. Pick it up. High energy, all of us.
I think this is it. Should we play that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course, tomorrow, Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening is my absolute favorite program on WNRB, except for mine, of course, and that's Conversation Digest.
It's because he hasn't heard it lately, probably. I haven't been full of energy or exuberance. Knuspy, you've got some problems going on. Zifflman, Lord knows you have problems going on.
Yes, I do.
Well, at least you won't deny it. Were you aware of Lou Dobbs getting shot at? Now, who do we have shooting at him? Is it a liberal? Is it a progressive? Who is it? Is it someone concerned about health care?
This is the first I've heard of it, but it's probably going to be a progressive.
Maybe the progressives, the liberals, want Lou Dobbs to realize that once he gets shot, the new nationalized health care will more adequately take care of his bullet wound than the current health care that we have in America right now. Is that the goal here? That we're trying to get Lou Dobbs shot?
That might be the case, or they might have just done it as a media stunt to get attention drawn from something else going on.
But I suppose Lou Dobbs is saying that this has to be someone that's opposed to his politics. How do we know? We don't know.
Did he actually get shot?
No, he didn't get shot. He got shot at. I got an article here. Newsbusters, which I think is very slanted to the right, but whatever. It's probably better than being slanted to the left. No
offense. That's a great name, Newsbusters.
Recently, a lot of hubbub had been made about the possibility that the peaceful Tea Party protests and some conservative voices would stir up emotions that could lead to violence. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, was even one of those sounding the alarm. But what has gone and said by those same voices has been the possibility of violence against those who might take a position anti-whatever that word is, to the left of that left. Here's Lou Dobbs, not Hugh Dobbs.
You talk about what they've done. They've created an atmosphere, and they've
been
unrelenting
Lou.
In their propaganda.
High
Three
energy.
3 weeks ago, this morning.
He can't hear you. He's deaf.
A shot was fired at my house. Where I live.
God, if this guy can make a living doing this, I can.
Out.
You can. Zifflman
and
can.
That followed weeks and weeks of threatening phone calls. And as I told the,
better go
the State Patrol,
did he call the
New
phone
Jersey
calls
State
gunshots?
Patrol is absolutely terrific. They responded instantly.
Them up.
But this shot was fired with my wife not, I don't know, 15 feet away.
All right, Lou.
Why was he 15 feet away from his wife?
And
well, I mean, you can't always hug Knuspy.
I don't know. Hugging's fun. What She's, about...
How long has he been with her? You've had long-term relationships. You know the magic kind of fades off.
Well, maybe we should ask...
Not that I know about that.
Maybe we should ask Pai Valdez what to do.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
All right. Case in point, CNN's Lou Dobbs. Dobbs, who's been the target of a smear campaign by a left-wing machine that's noisy, told his radio audience on October 26th that his home had been shot at 3 weeks earlier. Is it someone just doesn't like Lou for Lou, or is it someone that doesn't like Lou for his politics? But I want to tell
Wouldn't
you...
Wouldn't it be both the same thing?
No, because
Might
they just
take a shot at him?
They may not just... They. Okay, we have hate crimes and we have political crimes, which it doesn't matter anyway to me. You're shooting at someone. It's bad no matter what the reason is. Who cares if it's because he's a conservative? The fact that he's getting shot at, that's the main point here. But how does he know it's someone that disagrees with his politics? It's probably what's going on. It's some fanatical left-winger, but there are fanatical right-wingers as well. I'm sure there's been fanatical left-wingers like Jesse Jackson that's been shot at before. Probably his ex-lover that he
Whoa.
Cheated on his wife with. Well, he had one.
Oh.
He had an illegitimate child. He's a reverend. You know, because they are true to God. Here's hoping she was attractive, Jesse. Oh, did you see that with Contessa Brewer?
No. Who's that?
She's a CNN. Or which one is it, Craig?
Yeah, what channel?
Unbelievable. MSNBC. Even when he's not honking, I can't understand a word he's saying. she called Jesse Jackson Al Sharpton.
Whoa, wow.
He had this look of absolute disappointment. He's like, I'm gonna hook up with Contessa afterwards. All she has to do is get my name correct. That's all she had to do, and she couldn't do it. So she was just a number, and she had to step back in line. It's like one of those dance clubs where Jesse tells the women, you're good, you're no good, get back in line. You call me Sharpton again, you're going to have
words.
To start dating W. Bush. George W. Bush. sure, he's a nice guy, George W. Bush. I have no problem with him.
He's someone you want to have a beer with.
This is the problem we have with America right now. Well, you got crap going on. You gotta. Hey, Paul. You gotta blame Bush.
That sounded like 3-1.
No, it sounded like David Letterman. And if David Letterman sounds like 3-1, that's a them problem. Odds are that's what's going on here because I do not cross-reference my impersonations. David Letterman. Sounds like I've got a gap between my teeth and everything. Right, Craig? All right. So Lou Dobbs is being shot at. So I would say if you're in the neighborhood of Lou Dobbs's, do not trick or treat by Lou Dobbs's. Who's he going to dress like this Halloween? Remember that sheet kid? With the sheet over him and the peanuts
Stay,
Halloween special?
Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, probably.
No, he's not that chubby.
Well, look at that picture.
I think, no offense, Kinnester, but I think you weigh more than he does.
No, he doesn't.
Because I get threatening phone calls.
He does.
It's become part of a way of life. The anger.
All right, Lou. Pick it up. High energy. See, that's the problem with Lou Dobbs. I have no problem with the guy, but he needs to pick it up.
Jam some caffeine into his diet.
The vitriol.
He used a nice word there.
But it's,
if I'm going to name a kid that likes Halloween, and call him Vitriol.
That's a great name for a kid.
So, you know, Dobbs continues, now it's become a way of life. The anger, the hate, the vitriol, but it's taken a different tone where they've threatened my wife. They now fight, is she hot? It doesn't matter. That is the point here, Kinespi. And I cannot believe you asked that question.
I did not.
Well, even if she's ugly, we should not shoot at her, am I right?
Why not shoot at anyone? Don't shoot at anyone.
And at the bottom of this barrel of trouble is Geraldo Rivera. My house has been shot and hit. An investigation continues. I've had bodyguards now, and you know what? I'm not in the mood to put up with fools that are little like Geraldo Rivera.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Dobbs had been attacked by Fox News host Geraldo Rivera earlier and told his listeners that following these events that he was in no mood for attacks from Rivera. Rivera is shooting off his mouth like he always does.
He's got a mustache.
Of course, if you had shot at Rivera, you would have hit his nose. You couldn't have missed. Man, that guy's got a big schnoz. And don't say a word about the size of my nose. I will knock you off your chair.
Would it be a bull rush?
Ziffelman's Corner. Yes, it would be. We got a Ziffelman's Corner tonight or not, Ziffelman? Pick it up. High energy.
Yeah, it's about halfway through.
Good gosh. So you've got a sentence written.
Actually, four.
Are they fragmented sentences?
That's usually what's going on in my corner.
This is Bobby Boris Pickens, the Kripke kicker. I cannot say that. I didn't mean to say that. Bobby Boris Pickens, the Kripke Kickers. Monster Mash. On your big hit station. 10th color. You're going to win nothing. If you want to win a WNRBLP t-shirt, all you got to do is submit your check to keep us afloat. To submit it for what, $15? Otherwise, cash handed in or submitted live.
$15, and you get a WNRBLP t-shirt. It'll be great.
And then we've got a brand new live stream situation going on here, do we not?
Well, it's been new for about three weeks now. Three?
So how can they get to the live stream if they don't? Well, here's the story. We got FamousAshtray.com. That's our website for self-promotion, but you cannot do that on WNRBLP. So I would say I submit to you that you may or may not want to go to FamousAshtray.com. In a week or three, we're going to have the link on there.
Yeah,
is that possible?
Finally get that up there. I've been really lazy with that.
Okay. Well, Lord knows you've been busy at work lately, Kinespi.
I know. Third shift.
Yeah.
All the time.
It kills.
No time to sleep at all.
Currently, you have to go to where to get to the live stream on WNRBLP?
You have to go to wasamung.org. Scroll all the way to the bottom. You can find a link for your player.
So eventually, you can go to our website and just hit the link to the live stream. That'll take you right there.
Yeah, that'd be really easy to do. Maybe I could hook that up tonight.
And if you want to go to the website right now, there is also a portion of the website dedicated to the Underground.
Yes.
The Underground is on Friday p.m. at 10.
10 to 12.
10 to 12 p.m. I haven't seen him in a while. I kind of yelled that one night. I don't know if I offend him or what. I apologize, Marshall Law, if you... It was about the board. I started yelling. I always yell. That's the thing. I mean, I don't yell at my mother.
You're yelling right now.
I'm yelling right now. I'm angry. I'm full of rage. I'm like Vincent Price with anger, only he was good at scaring. I'm good at being angry. I had some Vincent Price sound bites earlier, but I erased them.
Why'd you do that?
Don't know.
You miss it?
Do you have all these memorized on here, by the way?
No.
So this is all guessing.
It's guesswork. I think I got it.
All right.
You are tired of mainstream music. You are looking for something deeper. Grab a shovel, pick at it, and start digging. Bury yourself in the underground. Fridays at 10 p.m. Music isn't right at 6 feet under. Radio is missing link.
Mommy, Mommy, I found it!
What's your bed?
The underground.
That is a nice thing.
Halloween's coming up. What are you going to dress as? An indoctrinated American youth?
What should I dress as?
An indoctrinated American youth.
Nice.
How do you like that little... How do you
all
like
the rage
little,
today.
What about that kid, the lead? What do his parents have to be proud about? The way he waves his hands around? This reason to be on prom night. Not with a girl. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. It's
the kid's way. Like 7 years old.
I'm just joking around.
I like that.
1, 2, 3.
So we're worried about kids celebrating Halloween? And that'd be the main problem with that Halloween event, according to those who said no more Halloween at that school where they won't allow Halloween because it may offend the Wiccans.
Witches.
Wiccans and witches. It said Wiccans and witches.
Oh, I was just going by the headline.
A Wiccan is a witch, by the way. So, but we're afraid of Halloween festivities taking away from a normal school day, whereby the curriculum cannot be taught. We cannot teach our kids the RRs and the Ws.
Reading, writing.
Well, writing does start with a W.
Yeah, I know. Who's the genius
so we're not,
that came up with that one?
We are not concerned about the 30 minutes allotted for this particular school day where these young children were taught the Obama indoctrination song, which is kind of catchy, by the way. Am I right? I think it's kind of catchy. That's the worst part of all this. I would love to hate this song.
That doesn't even sound like singing. It just sounds like screaming.
Oh, whatever, it's chanting.
What's a kid on the right doing?
I think
is he putting up his dukes?
Ritalin.
They could totally use that. Those two in the end are fidgety.
All right, enough of that crap. Poor kids. They have no idea what they're doing. If I saw my kid doing that, I don't have a kid. Well, I have a mini schnauzer, a sweet little willow pop.
Just like a kid.
If I saw her barking at an indoctrination any present, I swear I'd put her outside on a cold day and make her stay out there for 5 minutes. She hates the cold weather.
What if it was raining as well?
She hates the rain. I couldn't, you know, I would never do that to her because she's just a kid. She doesn't know that she'd be barking at indoctrination. She knows not what she barks when she's told to bark. If I told her to bark, what's wrong with me? She gets enough time.
She just needs to see someone outside, and then she starts barking.
All right, Ziffelman, you ready with that Ziffelman's corner?
I'm gonna need another about 5. That's not usually till 45 anyway.
All right, point taken.
It's still 40.
So if you want,
it's always at 40 after the hour.
Job right now. Where's the safest bet in America? Anybody have an idea?
Because the person who fires people.
Originally, I would say good call, Craig. Good call. Because originally, I was gonna say WNRBLP, but then I remembered I stepped back a moment. I said, no. You cannot consider this a good place for employment because it is a volunteer community radio station. And we were a show that was told we should be more of a music show, and we scoffed at that. And then we had a show making fun of that notion of playing more music, where we played 5 seconds of about 10 different songs.
It was a good concept.
Public announcement, careerbuilders.com. Via the GreenBayPressGazette.com.
Out of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Public announcement, President Obama is to reverse privatization. Listen to this line. Public announcement, President Obama to reverse privatization. Thousands of jobs returning to the government announces thousands of federal new hires through 2012, which is, by the way,
the end of the man calendar.
Am I right?
We're all going to die.
The hiring trend is expected to continue at an increasing pace, an alarming rate, I'm sure. Call toll-free. I will not give the number. Are you unemployed? Are you underemployed? Well, yeah, I'm underemployed. I don't work 70 hours a week, which is what I need to do.
70 hours?
Yeah, just to make the ends meet. My internet bill just went up. Every bill is going up. Public service, internet, heating, which is public service.
Phone bills.
Food, phone bills. Yeah, give me more ideas here. I pay all these bills, yet I know not what I pay. What's the point of knowing where it goes?
Alcohol tax.
Well, good news on that. We are not going to have, according to the latest not passing of legislation in the state level, a new increase on hard liquor tax. They wanted to pay for the, unfortunate situation with people being pulled over for OWIs and such by increasing the alcohol prices. But it's not going to happen now, so good. Make those who get pulled over pay. many other agencies on this Halloween extravaganza. Wolves and ghosts and ghouls and Frankenstein, who just married a bride that's got a streak of white up her hair.
Fire bad!
Government offers the same level of...
Fire bad?
Yes. Hmm. Unless you're trying to stay warm. Like a homeless person around a barrel, which is a lot of us
are
going to start seeing that.
Or like a fly digging into a light fixture.
In Obama's landscape with yellow and brown grass in America, we're going to start seeing barrel of fire under a bridge because there's no more money for the middle class. What? Government offers the same level professional and entry-level positions as the private sector.
Well, why'd you do that?
Sorry. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is a government trying to take away the steam that the private sector of America has. By saying they can offer you, Knuspy, what the private sector offers you, but with added stability, added income, and better health and benefits.
Well, that's assuming the government isn't going away.
No, it's not. It's bigger than it ever has been. Bigger than the FDR
administration. It's too big to fall.
The government offers the same level of professional and entry-level positions as the private sector. The time is now to take advantage of the federal job openings, get into your secure career.
So we need a government job?
They're saying get out of the private sector, get into...
Government.
The federal government.
Would you?
No. I don't think I want to be part of the problem. Now, I might run for office... if, in fact, I ever so chose, to stop this crap from happening. Government is far too vast. They have control over everything in America. Oh, no, they don't. They don't have control over the financial industry. Well, yeah, they do. They don't have control over the car and automobile industry or that whatever.
Well, they own them now.
They pretty much do, and now they're going after your health benefits. And they kind of do. I don't even want to talk about this, but they're also going to go and try to take over your internet. And for Knuspy, the guy who loves the internet.
I don't want them to take my internet.
You're the liberal in the show.
They can take the internet from my cold, dead hands.
They want to take over. You know, and I'm not all about liberalism or conservatism. We're all about
common
sensism. And then if there was ever a bumper sticker to get, it wouldn't say that because that's too long of a message. But I did see on the way to the studio the guy peeling off the Obama sticker.
Oh, I saw some kid dressed up as a ghost, and he tripped on his sheet.
Well, there was also the guy that was trying to jumpstart his car, and he had the cords in the wrong terminal, and all of a sudden you saw sparks aplenty.
That was a good one.
It's like, well, he's going to be a singed guy for Halloween.
So isn't Zifflman's Corner coming up in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I don't know what... Zifflman, get over here! Zifflman, get out of your corner. Get over here. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. High energy. Let's go. Wham, bam, thank you, Zites. Let's go. Well, that's grotesque.
Yeah, it's playing right now.
Just talk over the sound. Who cares about the laughing? Just go with it.
Zibelman's Corner.
Hello, listeners. Zifflman here. Brought to you by the parent company of Big Bud, who's busy digging in.
What the?
Co-produced by the Zifflman and Something Sweet.
And Lady Bud.
Well.
Sorry, Zifflman.
Next week.
I apologize.
The latest rant has something to do with the obvious mainstream media's coverage, or should we say adoration, of our now current Emperor Obama, who has given the mantle of sole responsibility of two wars that, yes, granted, they were started by a preceding president, but still, the media's coverage that Obama has sole unprecedented power over what goes on the ground in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He has given constant meetings with various ground commanders, and none of his, to the best of my knowledge, none of his cabinet are really let in the loop. Congress, I mean, let's forget about it. Congress just likes to yell and scream about how they're going to raise
just
cigarette
watch
taxes. Yes. And how, you know, they're going to stop Obama's health care gravy train, I guess you could call it. You know, because we're all going to get equal health care. But, you know, who knows? As far as health care is concerned, I have a few health problems of various severities. But, you know, I just try not to think about it, you know, because the Zuffman likes to just, you know, kick back on the Hallows Eve, probably have a few adult beverages, and then who knows. But the main point is that, once again, the mainstream media is sugarcoating things left and right and allowing the shadows to lengthen around Washington, so Emperor Obama has more of a, let's say, a larger playground in which to play and in which to pass his, which on that note is also unprecedented, the bills being passed, and no one knows what's in them, and no one gets to read them.
Do we know that health care plan, the bill, the legislation is 1,900 pages long?
Yeah.
Are we aware of that?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Well, Americans always made fun of War and Peace being so long, but no one wants to make fun of how long this health care legislation is. 1,900 pages. Who has read it?
As far as I know, I mean, who do we know who's read it? I mean, who drafted it?
Well, I think we got a lot of Americans waiting for the movie version of this thing. No one should vote for this thing until they read the entire thing. I don't care how long it takes. Lord knows they take enough recess time away from the Capitol. Read the thing. Do not vote on it, or otherwise revise the stupid thing so it's under 500 pages long.
Yes, and you know, in any case, you know, even if they do revise it, that they're going to tag on special stipulations and such that, you know, will be overlooked by the average American, and that way they can get, you know, something put in there that's not supposed to be in there, that, you know, is in the fine print per se.
350% over the national poverty line of one individual. Poverty line for one individual in a household is $10,000. If you make 350% more than that poverty line per this legislation, you will in fact be taxed more heavily than you could ever imagine to help supplement the money that is not there for those who are uninsured.
Yeah.
So if you're a middle-class citizen making $35,000 a year, good luck. Or is it G? Which is it? Is it G or K? What's the difference between a G or a K?
$10,000 is $10,000. You can say the same thing.
Okay. And there's a lot of Americans making roughly $35,000, and a two-member household at the poverty line is roughly $14,000 per year. $14,000 per two people in a household. Times that by 350%, where does that get you? Anybody got a math utensil here?
No.
Suffice to say, plenty of middle-class Americans are going to get taxed heavily beyond your imagination for this health care to pay for people that don't currently have health insurance. I don't know. I'm just
Or any coverage whatsoever.
Well, I don't have health insurance, but I don't want to go to the doctor anyway. Who likes the doctor? I mean, you got to go.
Cold. And they get all poked.
It really is cold. And they always give you
cold,
the
smells.
Robes with no back. Have you ever noticed they never have the robe that doesn't open in the front? Because that's how real bathrobes are. How is that any less discreet to have it open up at the back? You got an area back there that doesn't want to be open up to public viewing.
Yeah.
You know?
I would agree.
How is it that I want everybody to see my backside, but hey, don't look at the front side?
That's where most of your shame is.
No, no, there is no shame in the front side, trust me. Why are we okay with the public seeing the back view? How come they can see the back view but not the front view? Why not just have the back view and the open view? Otherwise, how about the side?
They're not going to show the front, they just show the back.
Well, let's look at all the women dressing up on Halloween. Look how they dress. It's the front side, the back side, and every other side. They have a string on. That is a girl's, that is a woman's Halloween costume circa 2009. It's a string.
Nice.
Get a dental floss section from your local dental hygienist and wear it, because that is the skanky clothing we wear on Halloween. Oh, 70-year-old mother, know what your 50-year-old daughters are wearing out on a Halloween evening. All right, Zifflman, was that wrapping it up for Halloween?
That was wrapping
corner
it up.
One?
Yeah.
There was nothing scary about it. I'm a little bit...
No, it was good.
Well, no, there is something scary about it.
Well,
the Barack Obama
scary.
Administration.
Yes.
And I know, Knusp, you think he's a good-looking man. I think you're wrong.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No.
All right, maybe you never said that. Maybe that was the Zifflman. I don't remember. Do you want to take back that notion, Zifflman? No, I'm pretty sure he's a good-looking man. Reagan was a better-looking president.
His looks really have no bearing on what he's doing.
Oh, I beg to differ, because you know why he was reelected? I mean elected? I misspoke by about 3 years. On the premise that he's a great speaker, and that people think he's attractive. And that he was all about change. A burning diaper factory.
Whoa!
That's change. From a non-burning diaper factory to a burning diaper factory. That is change.
Who's got the burning diaper?
Hell freezing over and then melting again to be hell. That is change. Do you understand that change isn't always good? That's all they had for a slogan, change. I can just
say, I thought
say,
it was hope.
How about flush? That is what they are doing. They are flushing the
flushing
hope in America.
Flushing is a type of change.
Where is the hope? Someone yelled at me today and called me a name because I said America was actually better under the Bush administration. The guy spent like a...
fish.
Well, I was going to say like someone at a mall that likes malls.
Like a woman at a mall?
Oh, I don't see it that way, Knusby. I think I'm not... you know.
I was surprisingly surprised.
Oh, the phone lines are hitting the crazy side now, Knusby. Way to go. You got the ladies all angry.
I'm sorry.
Go to our live stream.
Took it back.
How do they get to our live stream, by the way, Knusby?
Oh, they go to wasamung.org.
And we'll have that link up soon, hopefully?
Yes, probably later tonight.
How long have they been live streaming?
3 weeks, I believe, Chad.
Why don't we have that link on the website? I know you got busy work weeks.
Hey, third shift takes a lot out of me.
You need more vitamin D.
Vitamin D12.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everyone. What are you going as, Knusby?
Probably a hobo. Make some hobo stew.
I had the top 10 Barack Obama Halloween masks. One was the Joker socialist one. The other one looked like a really ugly version of him, which is probably the most accurate version of him.
You just poke your eye with your glasses.
I just think he's ugly. I got something in my eye, so I poke my... I don't know. Whatever.
Are we done yet?
No, we're not. We're going strong. Going strong, Barack Hussein Obama. Are we a show about comedy, or what's the story here?
Yes.
Comedy's futile to me right now. What's the point of it? Give that to me one more time.
What, Craig? My thoughts exactly. What are we doing now? You want to play that stuff?
Well, let's just get out of here. This place is I got a haven for...
It's birthday time. Let's go get the party on.
All right, let's go. Let's get out of here. Whatever. Not even going to have any closing statements. Bye.
Just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website famousashtray.com in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.